Charlotte Harbor, there where the Peace River feeds into the Gulf. That might be where this hurricane zeroes in, somewhere between Sarasota and Naples. It's kind of getting tighter now as Ian is making its way toward Florida. And Governor Ron DeSantis has some words of concern for those in Florida that have not left yet. Here's the latest from late yesterday. Listen.
And so people in Southwest Florida, this is going to likely make landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. There will be catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge on the Gulf Coast region. And, of course, the highest risk will be in that Southwest Florida region from Naples up to Sarasota. There's also potential for flash flooding and river flooding with 10 to 20 inches across Central and Northeast Florida. If you are in an evacuation zone, particularly in those Southwest Florida counties, you know, your time to evacuate is coming to an end. You need to evacuate now. You're going to start feeling major impacts of this storm relatively soon. We anticipate landfall sometime tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. But of course, if it arrives on land tomorrow evening, you're going to feel those effects far before that. So if you still haven't made the decision, now's the time to do it, and now's the time to act. And again, you don't have to traverse all across the state of Florida. You need to get to higher ground. You need to get to structures that are safe. There are shelters open in all of these counties, and that would be preferable than remaining in one of those very vulnerable areas with really, really potentially catastrophic storm surge.
Here's the thing. Governors and presidents are often measured, evaluated, judged on how they deal with a major natural disaster. Looks to me like Governor Ron DeSantis is squarely in charge, is on top of what's happening, is preparing diligently. Strangely, though, the president scared to call him. We'll get to that in a moment. First, I want to go back to the Senator Amy Klobuchar, far-left senator from Minnesota. She says voting for Democrats will help end hurricanes in the years to come. If you just vote for Democrats, there won't be any hurricanes ever. We'll all eat lollipops and the liquor come trickling down the Hard Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, yeah, it's all true. Listen to this.
Just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that. We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that.
I want to peek inside her medicine cabinet. I am concerned. Aren't you? I think it's clearly time for an intervention. All right. Now, here's something fun. Here is a typical response from a Green New Deal socialist. This one from Down Under from Australia, but it emphasizes everything we need to understand. Saying, in the future, we need permission. In fact, we need that permission probably now. If we want to get on an airplane and fly somewhere, in this case, Fiji. The woman, the anchor, is asking her, well, Fiji. Izzy says, well, no, you couldn't go there. Before admitting, she just flew to Fiji. You have to hear it. Enjoy this one, please. Listen.
For example.
So we would have to apply to have, like, approved events to be able to fly for.
Well, that's one thing that you could look at doing.
Am I allowed to go to Fiji? Is that necessary?
In the current climate crisis, I don't think that that's necessary.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
I'm not sure. Maybe a few months ago, to be honest.
Where'd you go?
Fiji.
Izzy! Izzy! Don't you care about the climate, Izzy?
Of course I care about the climate.
Not enough. You went to... You went to Fiji. Izzy, come on, mate. Are you serious? Are you serious, Izzy?
Are you serious? Izzy, you can't fly to Fiji without permission. Where did you fly? Fiji. Meanwhile, the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, may be the one person who's actually dumber than Joe Biden. That's quite an accomplishment. Puking out nonsensical garbage about climate change and the challenge as well. Listen to this.
So, first, let me touch on the risks of climate change to our economy. Of course, unmitigated climate change is an existential threat to everyone on our planet. But short of that, it poses meaningful risks to our economy. One way that economists measure the impact of warming is a reduction in potential output. That is, climate change decreases how much our economy can produce. In a world that continues to warm, regions that are prosperous today may eventually become unsuited for productive economic activity. In many regions, human mortality is projected to rise and labor productivity to fall, with the size of the impacts depending on the degree of warming.
Mm-hmm. You know, Janet Yellen is your Treasury Secretary. Why she's going deep in this rabbit hole, nobody knows, but hell. The only person that might be dumber in the entire administration is Kamala Harris. We'll get to some of her brilliant comments later. It is harvest time, by the way, at Patriot Foods. I know you'd like to know that. Harvest time. It's fall. Fresh blueberries now being picked. You can taste the best of the best. Michigan blueberries are by far the best in the world. I'll put them to the challenge. PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code America. You'll save another 10% on your order of the world's best blueberries. Put them in a smoothie. Eat them out of the bag. Share them with friends. Spend $100 and shipping is free. Plus, use that promo code America. Save 10% right now. Support American farmers. They need your help. Support American farmers. And every time you support Patriot Foods, they support U.S. veteran families with a donation. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Check it out. I'll be right back.